This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We could get a better idea today if Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss will face a recall election, and if so, where? The Wisconsin Elections Commission is considering the matter after agency staff this week determined recall petitioners collected enough valid signatures in Voss's old district that the state Supreme Court says is unconstitutional. Wisconsin Supreme Court justices say they were shocked to find out a draft order indicating the state's highest court plans to hear a lawsuit on abortion rights was leaked to reporters at Wisconsin Watch. Chief Justice Annette Ziegler says the court has called law enforcement for an investigation. Wisconsin's votes in the race for president is a dead heat among registered voters.
It's 50-50 this time. It was 49-51, Trump leading by two last time. So it's just tightened, but it's still dead tight.
Marquette Law School poll director Charles Franklin says President Biden has a two-point lead among likely Wisconsin voters. In the race for U.S. Senate, Tammy Baldwin leads Eric Hovde 52-47. The candidates for president hold their first debate tonight. Wisconsin Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler is looking for a steady performance from President Biden.
Maybe not the most flashy president, but gets the job done. In every metric you look at, you can see how President Biden has followed through on his promises, how he's over-delivered, and Trump talked big and then did nothing.
Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming says President Biden will have to do more than just not stumble.
Democrats are running around like, wow, isn't he great if he just manages to make it through an hour and a half? Well, boy, if that's your standard, if that's where you set the benchmark, you got trouble.
Coverage on many of these civic media stations starts at 7:30. Flags across Wisconsin are flying at half staff to honor the life of Lincoln Hills youth prison teacher Corey Prue, who was killed this week. The 49-year-old was attacked by an inmate Monday night and died the next day. The 16-year-old suspect is being charged as an adult. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 Eagle WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Mississippi River at La Crosse has risen past 14 feet and is expected to stay there through at least late next week, according to the National Weather Service. With the Mississippi River at moderate flood stage, several trails and boat landings along the river are closed, and anybody going onto the river should be aware of higher water levels and water flows. The Mississippi River reached major flood stage this morning at Prescott upstream, and flood emergencies have been declared downstream in Prairie du Chien. La Crosse County residents have the chance to give their thoughts on the county's five-year strategic plan. The plan will measure housing, infrastructure, jobs, and the environment. It's open to anybody who lives in La Crosse County. The survey is estimated to take only a few minutes to complete. You can take the survey between now and Sunday at 5 p.m. You can review the plan as well by going to lacrossecounty.org/plans. The county board will review and approve the plan at its regular meeting next month. The La Crosse City Council will decide next month whether to accept a proposal to redevelop the South Library, which was closed last year due to budget cuts into additional housing. The Economic and Community Development Commission had to choose between one of three plans for the property, choosing the plan that will keep the library building intact and add two townhouses to the property. The rejected proposals included one plan to turn the library into an office building and another that would have demolished the library to build six single-family homes. A Monroe County man convicted of reckless homicide in 2022 will spend 33 years behind bars. Sean Hawk was sentenced yesterday in Monroe County Circuit Court in May 2022. He was arrested and charged with beating Sarah Latimer to death in their apartment. Hawk initially denied killing her, but took a plea deal earlier this year to avoid a jury trial. Monroe County DA Kevin Kroninger told WXOW-TV in La Crosse that Hawk was a coward, a liar, and a killer, and said that Hawk needed a long sentence to protect the public. For 1490 The Eagle WLCX and LaCrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
In the first round, the Bucks select A.J. Johnson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' first-round draft pick is out of California and played in the Australian Pro League. Bucks GM John Horst on A.J. Johnson.
He is a 6'5 guard with about a 6'8 wingspan, 6'8-plus wingspan. So, you know, he'll play at all of it 6'5, maybe even 6'6. He's about 170 pounds. He's gonna add weight, but he's a really hard worker, really driven kid.
So what does the 19-year-old bring to Milwaukee?
No, I would definitely say athleticism, my playmaking ability, like, just my electricness. I feel like I can do stuff out there that you might not see a lot, and I feel like I could just help any organization win.
Baseball, the Brewers sweep the Rangers with a 6-5 win in 10 innings, but third baseman Joey Ortiz left the game after colliding with a roll of tarp going after a fly ball.
Yeah, he's dealing with this neck thing, and he's had it since L.A. He said it was okay, he just doesn't feel great swinging.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Aside from Game 7s being some of the most exciting events in sports, you can always count on one of them to boost ratings. Deadline.com reports that Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals brought historic numbers as the Florida Panthers won their first NHL title, knocking off the Edmonton Oilers 2-1 in a thriller. 16.3 million viewers tuned in North America alone for the most watched NHL game in 20 years. Almost makes me wish I liked hockey. Fans of Eddie Murphy, or Donkeys, will have a new Shrek film to see. Murphy recently revealed that the fan favorite Donkey will have his own spinoff, which will be the fifth film in the crazy successful Shrek franchise. While promoting a new installment of his other highly successful franchise, Beverly Hills Cop, Murphy told Collider that he's already finished recording his voice work for Act 1 and that Shrek 5 should be released sometime in 2025. Beverly Hills Cop Axel Foley F drops July 3rd on Netflix. Martin Short is filling in for Jimmy Kimmel this week. On his first night, he got a surprise visit from guess who? Steve Martin. Martin took the stage near the end of Short's monologue and told the crowd he was honored that Jimmy asked him to be the guest host first, but he said no and told Kimmel not to worry that he would find someone to fill in for scale. That's a paraphrase. Short replied, "I appreciate you being here, Steve. There are very few people in this world I truly admire, and you are very close to being one of them. How do you not love those guys?" Jeremy Renner might be working again, but he says he's not ready to play challenging roles after his snowplow accident in January of last year. Renner told the guys on the Smartless podcast that he doesn't have the energy to play make-believe. Despite returning to acting for season 3 of The Mayor of Kingstown, which he says is easier because it's familiar, the actor is still recovering from severe chest trauma after a snowplow ran him over. Charges could be filed soon against multiple individuals in relation to Matthew Perry's death last fall. A joint investigation by the LAPD, DEA, and the U.S. Postal Inspection Service could result in criminal charges after Perry's death from the acute effects of ketamine. Perry was found unresponsive in a hot tub at his home last October 23rd. Authorities initially did not think foul play until an autopsy determined there were other contributing factors. Here's a Pete pick specifically for the motorcycle crowd. The Bike Riders is a well-done film that members of the motorcycle community will enjoy more than others. It's well acted and written and looks good, if not a bit slow at times. The film stars Thomas Hardy, who does his best Marlon Brando, Austin Butler, and Jodie Comer, who gives an excellent performance. The film got positive reviews to the tune of 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. Bike lovers and biker gang members will love The Bike Riders. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get into the mid, maybe upper 70s here by later this afternoon with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. 61 tonight, tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms with highs in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com.